Putting aside solo performances, the heart of the theatrical experience usually lies in the interaction between two characters, no matter the size of the cast. Obviously, several characters and plays can interact with each other at once, but the most intense scenes are usually one-on-one. Here's the thing, though. None of it quite works the same way in film or TV. There are multiple takes, cross-cutting. Confrontations might even be recorded separately and put together in post-production. It feels real, but too often it isn't. Only in live theater can we see the meeting happening in front of us. And that's the key to Why the Monsters by Ngozi Anyanwu, now at Berkeley Rep's Pete's Theater through May 3rd, works so well. Big is a fighter in the world of mixed martial arts, which has grown into a major sports competition and combines various disciplines which can, at times, seem almost balletic. Lil, whose real name is Josephine, shows up after one of his bouts, and after some back and forth, reveals she's the younger half-sister he abandoned in his late teens to go out in the world and find himself. It's awkward. They'd been close when she was at the start of her middle childhood, and then he was gone. Gradually, we'll now feel the pull of family, as will she, but it will take time and effort on both their parts. This is a play about siblings, about the restrictions inherent upon Black people growing up in mixed and broken families, with the physicality of the competition serving as metaphor for their growing relationship, as attitudes and situations shift between the two. The playwright herself, Ngozi Anyanwu, plays Lil, spunky, irreverent, and Sullivan Jones more than matches her as Big in both his physicality and his emotional truthfulness. Their interplay, their moments of quiet, of fun, of anger, and of confrontation can only reach its apex in live theater. The playwright notes that, quote, there are big political things happening in the world. I think the way to engage politically is by humanizing people, and that starts at home. I'm always trying to make sure people feel seen. In The Monsters, both through the play's script, through the direction of Tamila Woodward, and through the often raw and honest acting, these characters and their need for connection is clearly and satisfyingly seen. The Monsters by Ngozi Anyanwu plays at Berkeley Rep's Pete's Theater through May 3rd. For more information, you can go to berkeleyrep.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.